This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We are so pleased to name Robert DeHedina as one of our Houston legends. We have been fans of Robert DeHedina since he was our Senior Executive and Entrepreneur of the Year several years back. A lot has changed since we visited with Robert. One of those changes is the expansion of his tequila, and he's going to talk to you about that. But he also is in the aviation business, and he's going to let you know what he's been doing in that space. Welcome, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Doctor. How are you?
Wonderful. Congratulations, Robert. What a true testament to entrepreneurship, hard work that you represent. And as a Houstonian, we're just so very proud of you.
Thank you very much. And it's an honor to be here, as it was with the Hispanic Chamber.
Yes, and we always, you know, use you as one of the examples of what it is to work hard and what a great city Houston is.
It's a wonderful city.
That you can be an entrepreneur here and that you can open doors if you work hard through the networks that you've been able to establish. You sit here today, not only in the space, which is aviation, and you're going to talk about that to us, but now in a whole new space that is super competitive, and that's the tequila industry.
Exactly.
So let's start first with your beginnings. You grew up here in the Houston area.
Yep.
You've got family
born and
here.
Raised.
Born and raised. You've got a mom who's like your biggest fan, a new wife. Went to your wedding, and what a series of activities over the last 3 years for you, huh?
Thank you. It's been very busy. And that's how life is. You just never know what's around the next corner.
Right. Yes.
But I'm so thankful that I've worked hard and made things happen. And that's what I tell a lot of people. To be successful is being the best at what you want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be an airplane salesman or if you want to start any kind of company, work hard and be the best at it and you will succeed.
Well, I know you took a lot of that advice from your father.
I did.
And he provided you a lot of solid lessons that you've been able to realize. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that you'd get this far in your career?
You know, a little bit when you're younger and you always dream, yes, one day I want to do this and so forth.
Did you think you wanted to go in sales? I mean, because at the end of the day, right, you're just a master of sales.
I wanted to be an attorney.
Okay.
Because I like to argue.
Ah,
so.
Okay. You and me both, right?
Yes.
Got it.
And life takes you in a different course, and I never imagined I'd be owning a jet company and selling jets to people all over the world.
Well, I want you to tell the story. I know the story of how you got into that business, because I think the story is for our audience is that you never know, and that sometimes an opportunity is right in front of you and you need to take advantage of
it.
And you certainly did. So tell the story of how you got in the business.
So my father was in aviation in the Air Force, and then he worked at NASA for many years. So we were always around aviation. I went to Santa Ana College as a pilot. This is back in the late 80s when I was young. Worked there, got my pilot's license, and then kind of was working at a couple of different aviation companies, Universal Weather Aviation. And I happened to kind of stumble upon an opportunity to lease some Learjets to the Shriners Burn Hospital and some other medical hospitals in doing the Learjets. So I was still living at home, my parents. I didn't know much on how to work business, so I just jumped right into it, got that contract, quit my job there, and just started brokering jets, charter at first, and then doing some jet sales, helping people in Latin America, Chile, Mexico.
Yes.
And I thought I knew a lot back then, but you know, it's amazing how one little thing, and then you start learning more and more and build a business on it.
Now, I remember the story of you interpreting for someone who was purchasing.
Yes, that's how it started. It was with the Chilean Navy. And I was helping a company here that was trying to facilitate an airplane deal. They didn't speak any Spanish. I did, so I just jumped right in the middle and helped them. And the next thing, I had a relationship with the Chilean Navy and in the jet business as well. So just a little by little, baby steps.
Yeah. And here you are now. You've sold jets to folks all over the world.
Yeah.
And you continue to do that. And for you, what has been the biggest lesson of moving into this space when you didn't necessarily plan for it? What's been your biggest lesson you've learned?
You know, working very hard, being very, very good to your customers, always being honest, because you can do a few bad things people will not know, but they'll know the good things, you know? So you always want to make sure that you do the right thing and build a reputation. I have customers now all over the world that I can call upon for anything that I may need in business and so forth, but a lot of it is just building a reputation over a lot of time.
Yeah, and you've done a great job of that. What a phenomenal story. It would be enough for you to be in the industry of aviation, but now a second thriving business. I remember when you launched it and kicked it off, but now I see Titanium Tequila all over. Tell us about that.
Well, starting like any new business is hard, and especially the liquor business and whatever part you're going to do. I have a lot of great contacts. I worked very hard to create a product and a team to not just excel in different states and that, but adapting a certain taste of tequila, very smooth, for the U.S. market, as opposed to some that are stronger in Mexico and so forth.
So your base was U.S.
You wanted U.S.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so back, my family being from Mexico, my mom and dad, we felt years ago that sometimes the true meaning of 100% agave got lost. There's so many brands, there's so many marks out there that people don't always know what they're getting. So I teamed up with a customer in Mexico to create a very smooth tequila for the U.S. market with our full line. And here we are today.
Well, but it's not an easy task. First of all, the competition is great. Yet you were able to get into some of the large restaurants in Houston, some of the big liquor stores, et cetera. How do you go from the idea to actually launching? Like, what was your ramp up time to get the product into those big entities?
That's a great question. Just starting it from the time that we begin discussing it to having an actual bottle approved by not only the US government, but the TABC, that took us about 2.5 years. Once we did that, then we start the next part. Who's going to help us sell it and distributor-wise? So then we start you out with baby steps. We had a very small distributor that we worked with, and we had one store. I think it was Specs in downtown, gave us a break to get in there. And little by little, it's not easy work, but there's so much competition out there. And again, we tried to make sure that I preached to my team, we've got to be better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And not just in the flavor, the profile, the bottling, the service. Mm-hmm. We're always one phone call away from all our customers.
Yeah, and you personally are out there.
Always, absolutely.
You are out there working with these entrepreneurs, the restaurants, dedicating like Tuesday Titanium Tequila Day, celebrating that. We see all over television. I mean, it is not only the vision of it, but the execution part that you seem to be very well prepared for and that you like also, right?
I do. I enjoy it. Yeah. There's a lot of satisfaction. And it's good for anybody to know everything about your business. So I want to know what my team goes through when they're out marketing it and selling it. So I get very hands-on involved in every step of it.
So we've got people who are watching us thinking, okay, I have this great idea, I want to do it. What advice do you have for folks on the front end? Something that you wish you would have known or something you got right on the front end?
You know, I tell people, do not be afraid to start in business, whatever it is. Do your homework. There's a lot of great tools now you can use with the internet and starting a business, from creating your business cards to your web design. But I tell people, doing your homework, knowing your competition is very, very important before you start any business. And another thing is, whatever you do is be the best at it.
Right. But some would argue, well, being the best means you've got to have a lot of capital to be the best. What advice do you have on that front?
That's not necessarily true. I think everybody should start out slowly. And most people that are successful, they start out slow. You take your baby steps, you start building your experience and reputation, and then you can proceed from there. So I was at home, living at home, brokering some jets. I didn't know much about business then. I knew what I wanted to do, I just didn't know how to execute it. Right. But a lot of people will overanalyze failure, so they won't start a business.
And they never do anything.
Nothing.
Don't
and the life goes by, you can't, there's a saying my mother says in Spanish, don't wait for tomorrow what you can do today. So I tell people, if you want to do something, there's a lot of competition, don't wait. Start it, do your homework, use the resources you have online, and be very good and honest with people, and you'll make it.
And also emulate. Look at people who are successful. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself by a smart team and hire people. I've met folks on your team who are just very professional, very thorough.
Thank you.
It's every person on that team has to bring something to the table, right? So my dad used to always say, surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. and that always is the right direction to go in. But Robert, we're so really proud of you. And if we can close out the segment by you letting the audience know in terms of your legacy, what would you like to be remembered by?
You know, we all try to do the right thing in this world. I not only wanted to build my companies up, but also give back to the community. That's very, very important for anybody in this country, and especially in this city. Houston is such a giving city, but if you start becoming successful, you've got to help other people, not only younger people growing their business, but doing charity work, helping other people that really need it.
Well, we appreciate all that you've done at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Anytime we've called, you're out there. We appreciate that, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And on behalf of our board of directors, we thank you for joining us here on Houston Legends. On behalf of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.